New York Times bestselling author Lisa See has written several novels set in the Teelands. The Tea Girl of Hummingbird Lane, however, uniquely explores the mysterious world of Pu'er. Reviewer Kyle Whittington writes that See's novel, quote, consists of so many brilliant layers. For the tea reader, this is a wonderful story, packed with great tea content that will either develop or ignite an interest in and a desire to explore the world of Pu'er, end quote.
Tea Master Sun seems to comprehend that I'm being transformed. It is words as colorless as can be. So, Pu'er, tell us what you know about it. The minute he asks this question, I understand two things. And that's a quote from The Tea Girl of Hummingbird Lane by Lisa See. Hello, I'm Kyle Whittington, founder of Tea Book Club. Although I'm based in the UK, Tea Book Club is an international group of tea lovers and readers who meet up virtually each month to discuss the tea books we read. I found myself immediately drawn in and captivated by the story whilst doing my initial skim read, checking there was sufficient tea content for Tea Book Club members. There was. Tea content aplenty. Whilst reading, and by the time I'd finished it, I found myself with a renewed interest in the world of Pu'er tea, a pond I'd only previously dipped my toe into. Fascinating and well-researched tea content is liberally scattered throughout the book, revealing the mysterious world of Pu'er tea. From ancient secret groves and lost production, through its rediscovery to rapid growth, boom and bust over the last three decades. Despite being a work of fiction, one immediately feels that the tea content is thorough and factually based, adding interesting and personal factoids to the tea reader's knowledge banks, and ultimately, for many, inspiring a new or renewed interest in the world of Pu'er. Undoubtedly a literary work worthy of the recommendations that brought it to my reading chair, it is interesting how different lenses can change the reader's experience. Reading it with a tea mind gives, I feel, a rather different experience to that of a reader coming to it purely as a novel, something which became clear when discussing it with Tea Book Club members. For the tea reader, this is a book of two halves. Whilst the first half cleverly sets up Leanne's world of Akka tradition and starts her on her journey, it can, at times, feel like wading through a documentary on the Akka, despite the captivating writing. It's not until Leanne makes it to Kunming that the pace suddenly picks up and we're zipping through the exciting tea world as the Pu'er tea trend picks up pace alongside. I personally wanted to spend more time with Tea Master Sun and in Leanne's tea shop in the tea market at this point. But on we zipped to California and the eventual riveting ending, which left me desperately wanting to know what happened next. There are so many brilliant layers to this book, and it could be looked at through so many different lenses. The rapid transition of the Akka way of life into the modern world was fascinating and could spark its own lengthy discussion. From another view, the mother-daughter story, adoption, or Chinese immigrants in the USA could all be delved into and discussed further. But for the tea reader, this is a wonderful story, packed with great tea content that will either develop or ignite an interest in and desire to explore the world of Pu'er further. I'd like to share what some Tea Book Club members thought. I haven't gotten into Pu'er that much, but the book has definitely inspired me to now. I thought the ending was a tearjerker. I was definitely glued to those last 10 pages. I found it touching to read. And if you'd like to join us for our next read, you can find us at Join Tea Book Club on Instagram or teabookclub.org.